Chapter 44. Apologies. Congratulations. You have unlocked your second tributary attribute, reaction. Reaction, your ability to respond to surprise stimuli and a measure of the speed of beginning actions. He also learned why he'd had a bit of trouble cultivating the first mote of fire. Your Machiavellian training, anger, and insights have already formed a faint connection with the basic element of fire. This has resulted in you possessing a higher than normal reaction value of 16. Cultivating a mote of fire element for the first time has provided +1 to tributary attribute reaction. Total reaction, 17. Seeing his initial starting value was also a relief. For a moment, he was worried that cultivating one element had increased the difficulty in cultivating another. If that was the case, by the third or fourth he came across, he might not be able to move the motes anywhere near the column of light. Thankfully, that wasn't what happened. The difficulty of advancing reaction from 17 to 18 didn't feel any harder than doing the same for natural healing. It was just that reaction had started from a more advanced point than natural healing. In one way, that made a lot of sense. He'd spent decades training his body. Not only normal calisthenics, but hand-to-hand combat. Unlike an ability to heal, a person's reaction speed could literally be improved by diligence and years of training. The only problem with that theory was the prompt said his higher reaction was due to him having a connection to the fire element. The question was, what did that mean? Anger had always been one of his go-to emotions. He'd needed to work for years to gain control over it. The prompt had clearly referenced the emotion. Was that why his connection to fire was higher? Or did his higher connection with fire lead him to be angry? Were all of the elements connected to different emotions, or was he completely on the wrong track? Was he even scratching the surface with any of these theories? None of those questions were as interesting as continuing to cultivate. He only needed to do it twice more to get his tributary attribute to 20. First, he cleared a couple more notifications. There was one more benefit to him braving the risk of cultivating with fire. Unlocking reaction had also revealed a locked tile on his status page. Reaction is a tributary attribute of the primary attribute, agility. By unlocking the tributary attribute, you have unlocked the primary attribute, agility. A thrill shot through Finn's heart. He immediately brought up his status page. Frowning at the flood of information, he idly thought that he only wanted to see his attributes. To his surprise, the page curated itself to present only the desired information. Attributes. Constitution, 24, threshold 2. Natural healing, 12, threshold 1. Agility, 15, threshold 1. Reaction, 17, threshold 1. Luck, 14, threshold 1. All other attributes locked. He'd just discovered another primary attribute, agility. Congratulations. You have unlocked a primary attribute, agility. Agility. This primary attribute determines your movement speed and affects your ability to dodge attacks. It also improves your melee attack. Other unknown effects. His agility was at 15, whatever that meant. Unfortunately, it didn't look like this was the attribute which would unlock his stamina stat. In fact, right now, he didn't gain anything immediate that he could see from having his agility revealed. That didn't matter much, though. Not when there was mo fire to eat. He mentally reached for another fire mote. 10 minutes later, he'd earned 2 prompts. You have cultivated 1 fire element. +1 to tributary attribute reaction. +1 of 8 mana threads skill progression point. Another round of cultivation consumed 1 more fire element and brought him to a reaction of 19. He was about to cultivate what would hopefully be the last round before crossing another threshold when he felt a strong buzzing on his wrist. Just a moment before, Girgin had sent a video file before entering the hospital. Looking down, Finn was initially confused. There was nothing on his wrist that would explain the strong buzzing he was feeling. Then it clicked. there was only nothing there on his avatar. In the real world, that was the wrist he kept his link on. Blinking back over to the hospital, he tapped on the band of smart rubber. His AI's red-headed face appeared above it as a hologram. Finn was immediately on his guard, because he saw apprehension in its expression. The AI could not actually experience an emotion like that, but Geneva was smart enough to mimic human looks in order to facilitate easier communication.
"What happened?" he asked.
"Finn, I'm sorry. I have to show you something disturbing."